Hello, this is a guided meditation on the Tree of Life. It is best to perform this meditation sitting down and wearing loose-fitting and comfortable clothes. Try to make sure that the room you're in is warm and quiet. We will begin with a relaxation exercise and then we'll move on to the meditation itself. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and follow my instructions. Shortly after we begin, I will ask you on three separate occasions to open your eyes. When I ask this, I really do not want you to actually open your eyes. I want you to pretend to try to open your eyes by stretching the eyelids, but I don't want you to actually open them. Then I will say something like, "Now relax your eyes," at which time you may stop pretending to try to open them and just relax. Of course, at the very end of the session, I will really want you to open your eyes. When I say something like, "In a few moments, I will count from 1 to 5, and you will open your eyes and be wide awake." So, in the beginning, we will have three brief tests where I do not want you to open your eyes, but at the very end, I really do want you to open them. Now let's begin. Sit back in your chair and relax and make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes and take a nice, deep, full breath and exhale completely all the way to the bottom of your lungs. All out. And then do it again. Just relax and let it all out. And then one more time. And this time, I want you to hold your breath when you've filled your lungs with clean, refreshing, relaxing air. Hold it in. Keep your eyes closed. And then let out your breath slowly and feel yourself relaxing all over. Focus your attention on your knees and relax everything below your knees. Relax your calves. Relax your ankles. Relax your feet. And relax your toes. Relax your toes. Everything below your knees now are loose and relaxed. Now relax your thighs as completely as you can. Let your thighs just droop limp and heavy and loose into the chair. Relax your hips and relax your waist. Now relax your chest as completely as you can. Allow your breathing to be easier and deeper, more regular and more relaxed. And relax your shoulders now. Let the muscles in your shoulders be heavy and loose, more and more completely relaxed. Relax your neck and throat. Let your head just droop as all the muscles in your neck just relax. And now relax your face as completely as you can. Allow your face to be smooth and loose, relaxed and easy. Your jaws all loose and relaxed, your teeth not quite touching. Everything smooth and loose and easy. Now relax as completely as you can all the little muscles around your eyelids. Feel your eyelids growing heavier and smoother, more and more deeply relaxed. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to open your eyelids. When I ask you to open them, your eyelids will be so relaxed and heavy they will just barely open. And when I ask you to close your eyelids again, you will allow yourself to relax even more completely. Now try to open your eyelids. Now close your eyes and feel yourself relaxing even more. I want you to imagine now that all your tensions, all your tightness, and all your fears and worries are draining away from the top of your head. Let it drain down through your face, down through your neck, through your shoulders, through your chest, your waist, your hips, your thighs, down through your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet, and out through your toes. All your tension, all your tightness, all your worries and fears are draining away now from the very tips of your toes, and you are relaxing more and more. We're going to do this relaxation exercise again. This time, I want you to allow yourself to relax even more fully and completely than you did the first time. Focus your attention on your knees once again and relax everything below your knees. Relax your calves. Relax your ankles. Relax your feet. And relax your toes. And now relax your thighs even more completely. Allow your thighs to droop limp and heavy into the chair. Relax your hips and your waist. Feel the relaxation flowing into your chest now, relaxing the vital organs within your chest, your heart, your lungs. Allowing your breathing to be more regular, more and more completely relaxed. Now relax your shoulders even more. Feel your shoulders heavy and loose, more and more deeply relaxed. Relax your neck and throat. And relax your face even more. Feel your face all smooth and loose, completely easy and relaxed all over. And now relax even more all the little muscles around your eyelids. Feel your eyelids heavy and smooth, more and more deeply relaxed. In a moment, when I ask you to open your eyelids will be so relaxed, so lazy, that they may not even work. But whether you open your eyelids or whether they do not open, in either case, when I ask you to close your eyes again, you will allow yourself to relax even more completely. Open your eyelids. Now close your eyes and feel yourself relaxing even more. We're going to do this relaxation exercise one more time. This time, I want you to allow yourself to relax completely. There's nothing to fear. You'll always hear my voice. So just pull out all the stops and allow yourself to sink into perfect relaxation. Focus your attention again on your knees and relax everything below your knees. Relax your calves. Relax your ankles. Relax your feet and relax your toes. Now relax your thighs completely. Feel the deep and heavy relaxation flowing into your hips now. Feel it going up through your waist, flowing into your chest, up to your shoulders, heavy and loose, completely relaxed. And now this heavy, relaxed feeling is going into your neck and throat, and all over your face. Your face is all smooth and loose, completely easy and relaxed. And the heavy relaxation is flowing into your eyes and eyelids now. Your eyelids are so heavy and so smooth, ever more deeply relaxed. In a moment, when I ask you to open your eyelids, I want you to believe very, very strongly that your eyelids are glued together. I want you to imagine that your eyelids are one piece of skin, just like one piece of skin. Don't be antagonistic or sceptical and say or think that you can open your eyelids. Just believe, just imagine that your eyelids are glued together. And if you believe, and if you imagine that you cannot open your eyelids, you will really not be able to open them. Believe now very, very strongly that your eyelids are glued together. Imagine your eyelids are like one piece of skin. Now try to open your eyes. Now let your eyes relax. Feel yourself relaxing all over. We are now ready to begin the meditation itself. During the course of this meditation, I will ask you to repeat after me certain phrases or divine names. If you wish, you may speak these out loud. However, if you prefer, it's okay to repeat them to yourself mentally, as long as you form the words clearly in your mind. To begin, I want you to visualize an ocean of pure, bright white light in the sky over your head. This vast countenance extends as far as you can see in every direction. It extends, in fact, to infinity. This is the Ein Sof Hour, the limitless light. It is the pure light and life of the divine, and the source of all things. Focus your attention on this light and repeat after me. In thy hands, O Ineffable One. Immediately the light contracts inwards, coalescing into an incandescent sphere of light directly above you. The sphere of light descends, and as it comes to rest on the top of your head, slightly penetrating the crown of your skull, repeat after me, is. A bright column of white light descends from the sphere, through the centre of your body, down to a point between your feet, where it forms a second sphere of white light, enveloping your feet and ankles and penetrating the ground beneath your feet. Focus now on this second sphere and repeat after me. The kingdom. Allowing the column and the two spheres to remain in your awareness, focus on your right shoulder, where a third sphere blazes into existence. Repeat after me. The power. And now focus on your left shoulder, where a fourth sphere lights up. And repeat after me. And the glory. And now allow your awareness to rest on your central chest area around your heart. And repeat after me. Forever and ever. Amen. Focus your attention again on the sphere of incandescent white light at the top of your head. This is Kether, the crown of creation. It is pure spirit, pure undifferentiated being. When you speak the divine name of Kether, see this sphere becoming brighter and more vivid in your mind. Now repeat this divine name after me. Ahie. The archangel of Kether is Metatron, the scribe of God, who sees and records all things. This is his function, and it encompasses the whole of his nature. Repeat after me the name of the archangel, and feel the presence of his spirit within the sphere above your head. Metatron. Now focus your attention on the left-hand side of your head and face, where a sphere of silver-grey light forms. This is Chokhmah, a sphere of expansive and active energy, known in the Orient as Yang. When you speak the divine name of Chokhmah, see this sphere becoming brighter and more vivid in your mind. Now repeat after me. Yah. The archangel of Chokhmah is Ratziel, the will of God. Repeat his name after me and feel the presence of his spirit in the sphere of silver-grey light encompassing the left-hand side of your head. Ratziel. Now focus your attention on the right-hand side of your head, where a sphere of black radiance is forming. This is Bina, the sphere of contractive and passive awareness, the home of true silence. When you speak the divine name of Bina, see the sphere becoming brighter, more vivid and more stable in your mind. Now repeat after me. Elohim. The archangel of Bina is Tzafkiel, the watchtower of God. Repeat her name after me and feel the presence of her spirit in the sphere of black radiance encompassing the right-hand side of your head. Tzafkiel. Holding the three spheres of the Trinity in your mind, focus your attention on the area of your left shoulder, where a sphere of royal blue light is forming. This is Chesed, the sphere of mercy, of compassion, and of love in its highest aspect. When you speak the divine name of Chesed, see this sphere becoming brighter and more vivid in your mind. Now repeat after me. El Gedol. The archangel of Chesed is Tzadkiel, the righteousness of God. Repeat her name after me and feel the presence of her spirit in the sphere of royal blue light encompassing your left shoulder. Tzadkiel. Now extend your awareness to focus on the area of your right shoulder where a sphere of scarlet red light is forming. This is Geburah, the sphere of severity, strength, justice and willpower. When you repeat after me the divine name of Kebara, see the sphere becoming brighter and more vivid in your mind's eye. Now repeat after me. Elohim Kibor. The Archangel of Kebara is Kamael, who is said to represent that which humanity most desires of God. As you repeat his name after me, feel the presence of his spirit strengthening the sphere of scarlet red light encompassing your right shoulder. Kamael. Now extend your awareness to focus on your central chest area, where a sphere of golden light is forming. This is Tipperath, the sphere of beauty, harmony, generosity. When you repeat after me the divine name of Tipperath, see this golden sphere becoming brighter and more vivid in your mind's eye. Now repeat after me. Jehovah Eloah Vedath. The Archangel of Tipperath is Raphael, who is the deliverance of God. As you repeat her name after me, feel the presence of her spirit within the sphere of golden light in your chest. Raphael. Now extend your awareness to focus on the area around your left hip, where a sphere of jade green light is forming. This is Netzach, the sphere of victory, material love and emotion. When you repeat after me the divine name of Netzach, see this jade green sphere becoming brighter and more vivid in your mind's eye. Now repeat after me. Jehovah Tzabaoth. The Archangel of Netzach is Hanael, who turns the eyes of people upwards to greater things. As you repeat her name after me, feel the presence of her spirit within the sphere of jade green light around your left hip. Hanael. Now extend your awareness to focus on the area around your right hip, where a sphere of bright orange light is forming. This is Hud, the sphere of science and logic and practical skills. When you repeat after me the divine name of Hud, see this bright orange sphere becoming brighter and more vivid in your mind. Now repeat after me. Elohim Tzabaoth. The Archangel of Hud is the Archangel Michael, who is like unto God. As you repeat his name after me, feel the presence of his spirit within the sphere of bright orange light around your right hip. Michael. Now extend your awareness to focus on the area around your groin, where a sphere of purple light is forming. This is Yesod, the sphere of the past and of the subconscious mind. When you repeat after me the divine name of Yesod, see this sphere of purple light becoming brighter and more vivid in your mind's eye. Now repeat after me. Shaddai El Chai. The archangel of Yesod is Gabriel, who is the strength of God. As you repeat his name after me, feel the presence of his spirit within the sphere of purple light around your groin. Gabriel. Now extend your awareness towards the area of your feet where a sphere of sky blue light is forming. This is Malkuth, the sphere of the body and of the material world. When you repeat after me the divine name of Malkuth, see this sphere of sky blue light becoming brighter and more vivid in your mind's eye. Now repeat after me. Adonai Ha'aretz. The Archangel of Malkuth is Sandalphon, who pours forth the dew of the morning. As you repeat her name after me, feel the presence of her spirit within the sphere of sky blue light around your feet. Sandalphon. Now, I want you to hold all 10 spheres of the Tree of Life in your mind together. Keep a balanced and stable awareness of all 10 spheres of light. These 10 spheres represent the essential substance and structure of your existence, from which all aspects of your being are derived. Allow yourself to fall even deeper into relaxation, resting yourself and your awareness on the stable foundation of the Tree of Life. As you continue to hold the 10 spheres of the tree in your mind together, begin to notice that they are coming alive with your own personal and individual experiences and characteristics. They no longer feel to you like abstract images and concepts, but instead you feel them to be the components of your own life and essential self. The longer you hold the 10 spheres of the Tree of Life in your mind, the stronger this feeling becomes. Kether is your spirit and the essence of your mind. It is the eternal subject of all you experience, always that which knows, but can never itself be known, the mystery of consciousness. The grey sphere of Chokmah around the left-hand side of your head and face is your higher will and sense of purpose and destiny. As you hold this sphere in your mind, allow it to become filled and strengthened by all the feelings and experiences of these things which you have ever had. The black sphere of Bina next to it is your understanding, your awareness, the source of every flash of insight and every perception of the nature of people around you or the world around you that you have ever had. Feel this sphere strengthening itself with your experiences. The royal blue sphere of Chesed at your left shoulder is your compassion and mercy. Every thoughtful act or tender feeling, every selfless thought or impulse to make the world a better place that you have ever had, are the substance of this sphere. The scarlet sphere of Geburah at your right shoulder is your strength and resolve and the purity of your will. Feel it becoming a part of your perception of yourself. The golden sphere of Tippereth is the seat of your manifest self, the centre of your being. It is the heart in the body and the sun in the sky, pouring forth the light and life of the worlds. its nature is only to give, and the realisation of this is the deliverance of God. As this sphere of beautiful golden light is filled with your own experiences of yourself, and they in turn are infused with its golden light, allow yourself to feel the great sense of self-forgiveness which it creates. The jade green sphere of Netzach at your left hip is your victory and the fulfillment of your love. And it is filled with all of your victories, both those past and those still to come. Feel the sense of calm confidence with which the radiance of this jade green sphere fills you. The bright orange light of Hod is resplendent with every skill you have ever learnt throughout your life. The purple sphere of Yesod around your groin is the ocean of your past, from where arises all of your desires and aspirations. And the sky blue of Malkuth around your feet is your body and the physical circumstances of your life. As you hold all 10 spheres in your mind, notice how small a part of you these physical things are compared to your usual experiences of. It is now time to ground your experiences in this meditation and return to your waking life. Allow your awareness of the Tree of Life to slowly fade as you become aware of the contact between your body and that which is supporting your weight. Hold on to the relaxation which you've gained as you prepare to come out of the meditation. Allow any tension which you feel to drain away into the ground beneath you. Now focus your attention on the contact between different parts of your body. Your hands may be resting on your knees or thighs, your eyelids touching, your cheeks touching your teeth, and so on. And now focus your attention on the contact between your skin and your clothes and the air around you. The next time you hear my voice, you will allow yourself to relax 10 times more deeply than you are now. And the images and feelings of the meditation will be 10 times stronger. In a few moments, I will awaken you. When you awaken, you will feel very relaxed and very refreshed. You will feel alive and alert. Very refreshed, full of energy, you'll feel wonderful. You'll keep on feeling like this all of the rest of the day and night. The effects of the meditation will continue, and your understanding of the Tree of Life will deepen over time. I'm now going to count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine, feeling relaxed, refreshed, alert, and in very high spirits, feeling terrific. 1. 2. Coming up slowly now. 3. At the count of 5, you will open your eyes and be wide awake. 4. And 5, open your eyes, wide awake and feeling great. Goodbye.